Morning to everybody. Nicola Serafin, I'm the Chief Technical and Operating Officer of the group. I'm celebrating my 25th anniversary in the group as of today. Probably you have noted in the presentation of Massimo of the team that my heritage is in the group. Thank you, Fabrizio, for introducing the new product development after the presentation of Fabrizio about brands and the communication and products. I will try to walk you through the opportunities in new product development, and in particular, its innovations. We will try to go through a case, in particular, specifically the Prima Donna Soul and its proprietary Bing Adapt technology. We started from the market. We started from the specialty coffee that is an offering growing in the market as of today. And this third way of coffee, consumers are more and more looking to experience single origin variety. But we realized that all these beans has been treated through a unique settings of the machines. While there was a large variety and diversity of expectation in consumer tastes in their customization of aroma. So this triggered to us the great opportunity of looking for an innovation and treat all these beans in a different way. Treat these beans with the most optimized extraction parameters to match the expectation of a customized aroma for the consumers. This was a call to action for our team, for our new product development cross-functional team. This going from product marketing to R&D, from design to engineering, along with digital quality and purchasing. With the consumer needs, the consumer expectation on top of our mind, we looked at our technologies. In the machine, we have a built-in grinder, coffee grinder, that has a servo motor for an automated adjustment settings of the grinding. And in the process, we have a laser cutting-edge technologies for calibrating our grinders. So why not combining this high-tech technology, advanced technologies, with the latest generations of sensors for temperature control, for dosing control, for pressure analysis, and combining this, make this driven by a machine learning algorithm that was adapting the grinding settings to each single and different beans to optimize the brewing parameters to get the best aroma in cup for each consumer. Then we combine these technological evolutions with a digital app, very user-friendly, where the consumer can set its own preferences. And then in just four steps, it can choose its preferred beans, it can connect the machines, and then the machine take care automatically of your favorite and preferred and chosen beans. The selection, the research that you have done, that Fabrizio has mentioned on the coffee shop, on the consumer side, is treated automatically from your machines that is setting the best and optimal grinding and brewing parameters to offer your perfect cup with a perfect extraction for your selected and expected aroma. So that's a piece of innovation that we have built starting from the consumers and leveraging all our technologies and the evolution and the utilization of digital tools as machine learning algorithm or digital app. Now, our journey in the new product development, I will try to walk you through the space of the De'Longhi Everyday Makers, that is our operation world. Probably you're familiar with these numbers, you're familiar with this, with our footprint, that in a nutshell, I would summarize as five plants, one in Italy, in Treviso, two in Romania, in Cluj and Salonta, and two in China, in Dongguan and Zhongshan. We have more than 8,000 people involved in the operations and 33 warehouses, inbound and distribution warehouses in 30 countries, with more than 1,000 suppliers involved, either in component supply and also finished goods development. So we have more than one single unit of products manufactured and delivered every second in the world. But going a bit, diving a bit in the drivers of our operations, definitely we deliver premium quality to our consumer through a manufacturing excellence in a competitive and sustainable context, where we are leveraging a lot our competence built. That is competitive advantage in our industry and now in an acceleration growth phase. And more in detail, we go far beyond the made in, as it is made by the Longhi Group. We have consistent standards, best practice across all our factories. So a product is manufactured with the same standard, the same technology, and the same approach of whatever it's produced. And we have a rigorous processes to select and monitor all our suppliers with a full traceability system in place. Thanks to this, we deliver the best, the optimal, the premium quality to our consumers, as we treat our products not just as small domestic appliances, but as products for food and beverages. We utilize superior standards. We utilize the safety management system, the food safety management system, ISO 22000, that is not a standard for the domestic appliances. It's a standard for the food industry. Thanks to this superior standard, thanks to advanced material, thanks to ultimate surface finishing, we offer the best and most durable experience to our consumer that are executed in an automated testing process with a gate-based technology where our products, the components of our products do not move from one step to the other if they are not perfectly executed. All of this is happening in a very diversified and flexible supply chain with a balance among make and buy, where a wide range of products is leveraging a large supply base that has proven to be resilient. Also in this pandemic time, just to take an example, beginning of 2020, we had before the lockdown in China and then in Europe. And there was an interesting transfer of materials and components between the two geographies to secure, and we have been successful in securing our business continuity. And more recently, we have completely redesigned our supply chain process end to end, setting the priority as product availability and service level to be responsive to market and to serve the e-transition that is definitely in an acceleration phase. But in our industrial heritage, competitiveness, to be cost competitive, is a must. We continuously explore and benchmark and challenge our cost base, and we look for alternative solutions. Nevertheless, our strategic core products that are manufactured in our group factories, plants, fully autos machines, traditional pumps, kitchen machines, hand blenders, food processor, benefit of some of the largest economy of scale and synergies in the industry. But when we are coming to fast changing technologies, usually we limit our investment level as we exploit the supplier base and the synergies with other industries. To ensure the best in class solutions and the most advanced technology to our products, avoiding the constraint of our own investment of our own equipment that could be modified along the lifespan too frequently. Just to make an example, usually we do not invest in surface treatment, This is something that is very trendsetting. And this is something that we can share with the automotive industry or with the furniture industry, ensuring that we have always the most up-to-date solution available for our products. And this is possible thanks to our holistic approach to the competence. We have an end-to-end integrated process that is going from product ideation to the consumer house, to the consumer caring of the consumer and serving the consumer along the life of the product. And we pool talent in a very proprietary ecosystem that is today an entry know-how barrier in our industry for our products. And the process evolution possible thanks to this is supporting original solutions and product innovation. We have already seen how our calibrating cutting-edge technology in grinding is made possible the Bean Adapt technology. But another example can see the miniaturization of components that has been crucial to the development of our cappuccino latte crema system. And we work actively in the sustainability of our manufacturing footprint. This is with a very pragmatic approach. This is something that we manage project-based. I have reported here some of the projects. It's not obviously an exhaustive list, but just to make an example, we have a zero-waste project for ground coffee powder in the final testing machines. The industry is testing the machine, the assembly line, with coffee beans. We were testing the machine with coffee beans, but thanks to our calibrating and testing, automating testing system, we have been successful in moving the testing without wasting tons of coffee each year. Or the digital transformation of our shop floor with real-time performance management has allowed us, done with SAP MAS, an end-to-end implementation, it's allowed us to reduce the scrap and the waste of more than 30%. Or we have a program, we are in a program since a decade of reducing our dependence from carbon fossil sources. Probably you have noticed in the picture before that the roof of our factory is a photovoltaic field. So we are increasing the utilization of renewable energies and implementing high efficiency projects like three generations. But I could mention also the circular utilization of reusable packaging for our components or the reduction in wood pallet utilized in our distribution network. So we are ready indeed to support the coffee acceleration wave with a global diversified sourcing base that is sustained by an enhanced investment plan that is supporting also the food preparation boost with a production capacity that is fully matched with the needs as of today. An investment acceleration plan that is planning for the next 3 years, an extra investment that is more than double than the extra investment that we had in the past 3 years. When we are speaking of extra investment, is the extraordinary capex that are on the top of the ordinary one that are supporting all the MPD projects and product development that Fabrizio has mentioned and Marco will present later on. This extra investment is focused on some key projects, in particular the development of the Romanian factories with the latest one, Salonta plant. It was acquired just in 2020 along the pandemic. So we have been successful on starting and make a startup of a factory during the pandemic time, with the expansion of the Dongguan factory in China and the overall step up of the European coffee platform. This is to increase capacity steadily, but is also to build that capacity that is a buffer that is necessary to manage volatility in peaks, that buffer that has been fully utilized in the recent months. We are closing with an image of the render of the expansion of the new plant, of our plant in Dongguan in China. We are here also to celebrate this because virtually the first stone will be placed next week. So we can do this with the colleague in China just virtually, but I'm happy to share this with you today. Now we will take a break of 5 minutes. I would like to thank you for the time and thank you for your attention.